You're listening to Big Blend Radio, everyone, and that was Fields de la Rose from the album Us One by the amazing World Music Fingerstyle guitar master Pierre Bensusan, and we are so happy to have him back on the show. He was on our show 2 years ago. He's back, and he's not just back on the show. He is back in America and North America and touring again. It's super exciting. He's got his album out, and I know from watching him on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, that everyone is so happy to see Pierre back in the country. And so go to his website, pierrebensusan.com, to find out if he's playing near you. So welcome back, Pierre. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine. I'm so happy to be back on the road. Exactly. I'm so thrilled to have left my home where I was almost confined for 2 years. Although it was a heaven lockdown, you know, we live in the country with my family, 1 hour east of Paris. We have a garden, so it was not too bad, really.
No, I know we all look at COVID like jail, but it really wasn't bad. Whoa, see, all the dogs get happy.
Oh, I can hear.
We're here. No, we're here. But I was going to say.
Yeah. speaking of dogs,
I think the dogs are happy. As you know, she was sitting here. Sorry about that. But Jessie wanted to say hi. She had listened to your music and got all excited about that. But it's good to have you back. Tell us a little bit about where you've been, because it seemed to me that you've crisscrossed the country like two or three times. It looked like.
I've been pretty much all over the place since I toured here. I arrived, I flew to Washington, D.C. and played my first show in Manassas in Virginia. And then I flew to Charlotte, North Carolina, where I started my tour, really. And my van, my American van, is always stored there at friends who have a farm not too far from Charlotte. And so my tour starts there, and from Charlotte I went all the way to the West Coast, through different states from the south of the country, and to end into San Diego, from San Diego I started to come all the way north, longing the West Coast, and I will end this first leg of the tour in Washington after going to British Columbia and then coming down to Washington State again and play quite a few shows there in Washington, then leave my van for the summer and come back in the fall to resume my tour and end the tour back on the East Coast.
Wow. I mean, that's amazing. Wow. Nancy and I got lost in Manassas the other night. It was not so many months ago, and we ended up getting lost and twirled around. But it's amazing how much, you know, ground you've covered. It looks like, you know, your fans must be very happy, and it must be happy for you to see everybody again and to perform live, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm to see the audience, to live this together. There is a lot of emotion, of gratitude. There is a lot of fulfillment and happiness. I can feel it. It goes both ways, you know, in me, delivering and playing the music, but transmitting the music to people and the people giving back to me. We have been all together in this for the two last years, not only audience, artists, but all the humanity, you know. This is something we have experienced all together, to show every one of us at what point we were really depending on each other. And so this is a bit the content of my new album, As One, is As One, exactly, you know, to show that we are, in fact, only one. And that's a big lesson of this pandemic, I would say, you know.
Mm-hmm. It really is true. I mean, we've got a lot of craziness still going on in the world. Obviously, we look at, you know, for Ukraine and, you know, there's just a lot of political craziness right now. And I don't want to look at that part, but I think you know, coming through COVID, we did all have to learn things. I also thought a lot of creativity came out of it. You know, people had to change with things too. There's a lot of change. But I think your music, you know, it's, you know, I hear as soon as we started playing it, it just, it brings joy. And I think that is something we need. We need music for change and, you know, and all of that. But we also need music just to really feel good. I mean, who didn't feel good listening to that? I mean, really, beautiful. It's really beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's very touching to hear that. You know, music is a medicine, you know, in a lot of different cultures. We use music to feel better, to even sometimes to cure some leisures that we have. And so definitely music is like plants, you know. We need plants to mm-hmm. be around us and to give us a chlorophyll and air, and we need music also for the same reasons, you know. And not only mm-hmm. it helps people, but it helps me, the musician, to start with, you know. When I play, I feel I'm in my home. I feel I'm content, I'm serene, I'm fulfilling my life, and I want to become a listener of the sounds I'm initiating. You know, I'm the first listener. So then I have to bring people to that place where we can all listen together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It takes me outside. Mm-hmm. I just went in my mind into the garden.
I know. But that feeling of joy. And I think everyone has their different feelings of music. Mm-hmm. You know, every song has, they'll see the, you know, if it goes to the garden, I went to the garden. Jessie got excited. I went in the garden and
garden
she saw some. I think the squirrel was listening, and that's kind of what got on with the dog here, Jessie. But no, honestly, just to be back on the road and touring, and the album Us One. I remember when you came on a couple years ago. We were in Yerington, Nevada. We were in Nevada on the loneliest highway, right off of that, and you know. You just put the album out thinking you were going to go on that road. You were going to go on tour like you're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So during that 2 years, Us One was out, but now you're out with the album. Do you have more coming? You know, are you recording new music, or are you going to sit with this album for, I mean, you've got such a catalog anyway, but are you going to do more unique stuff, new songs?
I've been writing nonstop. For 2 years, I've been writing a lot of stuff and playing a lot. Mm. I've been revisiting my album Us One, you know. So I've been also doing other things. Had also to address some health issues that I had last year. And when an email from Donny Osmond came, he asked me to play on his new album, which came out a few months ago. So long story short, that has helped me also. You know, that was fantastic to receive such a great email from a beautiful person and a big star that everybody knows, and to see a bit of a sign of on the other side of the line. You know, to see a sign from another artist recognizing me as an artist and who want to collaborate with me. So we made that happen, but we had not met. And Donny inviting me to visit him in his residency in Las Vegas. So we met for the first time, and it was fantastic, you know.
That is awesome. It looked like had a really good time in Vegas, you know.
I didn't play any money. I just was there. I was there as an observer, to be honest. You know, I've never seen such a thing. I never went to Vegas before, so it was very new. I went to see Michael Jackson One by Cirque du Soleil, and a friend of mine was playing electric guitar with that show, so she invited me. And the next day, Donny Osmond, and then speaking with Donny, I realized that Michael Jackson and Donny were two best friends. They were they know since their teenage time, and they had exactly the same past, you know, like at 5 years old, they were on stage with their brothers. They never had any school, any youth, any friends. Their friends were their brothers, you know. And in the case of Donny, also his younger sister. But it was amazing to see those two shows back to back, and then get to know Donny from within, you know, and the way our collaboration took place was really beautiful, you know, because I was quite sick. And Donny waited for me to get better so that I could play, and he prayed for me every day, you know, and it was amazing.
So I'm glad you're well and on the road, because I know you can't be on the road and not feel good.
I'm out of danger for the moment, so it's very good, you know.
Oh, good. We're really, really glad to hear that. And, you know, I know in the past shows you've also talked about your son in what he's doing in dance, and how you know, cause weren't you doing some collaboration with him at one point? Or did, maybe I was watching something. Go ahead.
It's funny because, you know, his father and son, I don't know. It's like we are always there. We are available for each other. There will be a time when it will be extremely obvious that we will do something together. At the moment, I'm his fan number one. I know he follows me. He really, really dig what I do. You know, my son is an instrument. You know, he's an instrument. He's a lead instrument. When he dances, his body is the instrument. So the music that is going to be backing that has to be filled with a lot of space in order to allow him to be doing all the melodies with his body, if I may use this image. And so a lot of the music I play is busy because I'm in fact considering my guitar like an orchestra, and I'm doing a lot of things. You know, I'm playing the bass, I'm playing the harmony, the melodies. And so to be looking at the collaboration, I will have to do something much more sparse, which I love to do also, and I've done in the past. And those are the tunes that he feels closer to because he can move on them, you know. He can move on them. And dancers have a beautiful way to listen to music and to go pick in the music things that accord with the space and the movement. And they hear music like musicians don't, which is extremely fascinating for me.
I think this is neat, though, you know. And what for you now as you're touring, you're performing completely solo, right? Or do you have other musicians come and collaborate with you?
Just me and my guitar and sometimes a road manager. But a lot of the tour so far was on my own, just alone. You know, there was a one day where I drove 920 miles in 24 hours to go from Dallas to Colorado. Yeah, you know, this is I feel a lot of sympathy for truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the same. We do the same. We spend our life on the road when we tour, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like us, you know.
Yeah.
Music gets you through, and looking out, and truck drivers, you know, when we talked to you last, we were in Yerington, Nevada, and then we started traveling, and everything kept changing. You know, you couldn't go here.
Yeah.
You think you're going here, and then it's like, no. And you're like, what do you mean, no? You know, so it was we spent a lot of time in parks, which is what we did. I think we've got up to 800 parks or so, and how many we've been to on our tour. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was mostly on the tour because you had to stay safe away from people. And so a lot of time we'd be in rest areas and we'd hang out, you know, we were there with the truckers, you know, Nancy and I thought we'd get one of those CB radios. Don't you want one so you could talk to the truckers on the road and go, hey, thank you for, you know, letting me pass.
That's beautiful. That's amazing.
It'd be so much fun. But, you know, the other thing, you know, with what you're doing, though, it's so, you know, there's so much dynamic in that. And I think that's also really nice. You know, I love bands and I love, you know, collaborations and music, but I think, you know, what I was saying about the pure joy listening to your music, how it brings joy, that when with this kind of guitar work on your own, that there's something about just sinking into the dynamic and it's easy to follow. So you can kind of, as a listener, sink into it and just kind of, as soon as I hear it, I just take a deep breath and I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the shows you're doing, it just kind of, we need that, like you're saying, medicine. We need that calm. We need that joy. And when you don't, it's not distracting. So it's easy to follow you. Mm-hmm.
And we need to support live music again. This is very important. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of people have been used to no longer go out for those two last years. And some people have not come out again yet. They are still staying in. They are fearing that they could get sick. They are fearing promiscuity with other people. And so I hope those people are going to realize that it's pretty safe out there, you know, and they are welcome to wear masks if they feel more comfortable wearing masks. But I really want to see more people coming out and supporting live music again. This is essential.
I agree. It's essential for, you know, the musicians, it's essential for the listeners to, I mean, We saw live music for the first time over Thanksgiving, a band that has been on our show, The Cravens, for many years. And we ended up getting to see them perform live. And it just, you can't believe talk about joy just to see the live.
It's the energy.
The energy of it all. And to see people having fun again, because I think COVID was, I don't know what will come of this in, you know, mental health, where we are as a world with that.
Yeah.
And music can help that.
It is good to be together also. You know, when people are in a room, they realize that being together is something powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and whatever division has been created by politics, by health, by COVID, by vaccines and all that stuff, we realize that when we are together, there are a lot that we can do and achieve together without even putting this into words. You know what I mean? There is no more arguments. It's like we are experiencing something together, and it's very, I think it's very sane for the brain, for the spirit, and I think we need a lot of that right now.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
We're not meant to be alone. We're meant to be with others, and then when music comes along and art comes along, and like a lot of people can view the same painting and enjoy it, Even if they don't talk to each other or know each other, there's still an energy. And when they go and hear a concert and hear live music, everybody's in the same mode. You know, they're not politics. You know, they're just absolutely relaxing and enjoying, all of them at the same time enjoying the same thing. Which is
the thing is that
there's power.
When you hear a concert, you listen. You put yourself into listening mode. And I think the problem that we have been having recently is that we're no longer listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the utmost respect starts with listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you listen, you open an exchange. When you don't listen and you speak alone, then it's a monologue. But when you listen to the other party, And respectfully, it's already a beautiful opening, you know? And so there is less room for arguments in that respect. And when you come to a show, you put yourself in complete listening mode, and in fact, also in a creative mode, because the music that you are going to take in is a way for you to act with it, to be also part of the creative process, because you anticipate on what you listen, you predict, and you are surprised or you are comforted, but you are actively listening. So, and this is the thing with art in general, with movies, theater, dance, music, painting, whatever, is that it resonates with the creativity that each one has inside. Pretty much developed or less or more developed, you know, but there is something there. And so we all go to that resonance point where we can all be together there, you know. So this is also something which is less, which is more underground, but which is extremely powerful, you know, when you experience a concert. In fact, the musician addresses to you. There is only one person. It's not like a group of people, but each one of us, we are one listening to that music. So we have a beautiful solo experience, but we are also feeling powerful because several of us are listening to this at the same time.
It's collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. It really is. And it's, you know, it's energy. And so there's I go back to the bees, right? Oswan, the album, you've got a song on there. I remember you trying to teach me how to say this correctly. Ebios, the bees. Okay, so the bee song.
Abelis.
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 Okay, I'll get there.
You know, what fascinates me with the bees in general is that this is a solar insect. We always see the bees, on plants, picking the pollen and stuff. But when they took the pollen and bring the pollen to the hive, all the work they do is in complete obscurity. And they spend most of their life in darkness. This is totally fascinating for me, you know. So and also they are together. They are so well organized and not only the bees, but also birds who are, you know, like when you see thousands of birds in the sky doing the same movement, the same wave, changing direction at the same time. It's totally fascinating, you know. And as a metaphor, you know, as one is exactly that. And we people of this planet, we should more do things like that, you know, like go with the flow, be flexible, change directions, you know, it's stuff like that, you know. So this is a bit of a dream I have.
Well, I think it's, you know, going to the bees, you know, and I was thinking about, you know, people are in a, when you're putting on a concert and we're soaking up the music and it's, you know, and it's instrumental. So I think there's a power with instrumental music. I love singers and I sing and all of that, but there's a power with the instrument, just instruments, instrumental that you just feel. And it's your own, everybody's on their own journey. But when you're in a show, it is like the bees and we're all vibrating. And I think there is a vibration. I know I get weird, everybody, but it's true. We are vibrating beings. We are beings that vibrate and buzz, right?
That's so not like that.
When
we are
we're
being
together, we're buzzing together. Our vibration becomes one, even though we're vibrating together, just like how bees and ants work together. They're social insects, and so we're social beings. So we're bees.
You know, and the fact that we are together having this experience is also very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's about good vibration, you know. We've got to have the good vibration. So going back on the road, when you're driving, how do you keep yourself awake? I mean, are you listening to music? Are you singing to yourself? Are you playing your music? How have you been doing? How did you do those 900 miles and then go perform?
I listen to music inside of me. I imagine music, so I don't play any music on the radio, but I think in my head a lot, and I compose like that. But also, I had the music of Handel to keep me company.
Ooh.
A lot of vocal music from Handel. I had also some jazz, also some CDs that people would give me on the road that I would listen in my car. I had the music of Phil Keaggy, who I met again in Nashville, and he gave me his two latest CDs, so I listened to that. And we jam also together, and we have a bit of a video on the socials that shows our meeting for his birthday, in fact, for his 70th birthday. I listen very rarely to my own music, also sometimes just to work, in fact, to give it a shape, like to keep composing with these things that are work in progress and stuff like that. And sometimes I had, by coincidence, one of my older records in the van, which I completely forgot it was there. So I listened to it, and I realized that I had not listened to that record for years.
And so
I listened to that music again, and sometimes you feel that there are weak points, you know, I hear, you know, I remember the weak points in the things which I have recorded. And then I was happy to not see them anymore. I was happy to just listen with a lot of distance to music and completely forget it was me who played it. And that's a good sign, you know.
Mm. You have to step away from the painting, like Nancy.
Exactly.
When you paint,
you
always have to step away from the painting.
Oh, yeah, you do, because
When you are close to the painting, you see the technique of the artist. And the technique doesn't tell you much, but you see a lot of the technique. You see how the brush have been used, the layers of the painting, the way the colors have been altered and mixed together, the width of the painting. But when you step backwards, you see, in fact, the spirit of the painter.
Right.
You start seeing vision of the painter. And this is the same with music. You can look at the details, and musicians who do that, of course, because they are musicians, so they also appreciate the manner of making music of a musician. They appreciate the technique, they appreciate a lot of things, but there is a point when you need to completely forget all of that and forget that you are a musician or whatever, and take distance and listen with your eyes closed, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know when I step away from a painting, it's because I feel I'm about to overwork it, or I have overworked it. And so I step away sometimes for a couple of days and then come back. I'm like, what was I thinking?
Absolutely. I that.
And with you traveling too, is there a freedom that you've been feeling, you know, being, you know, we all had that cooped up, you know, except for Nancy and I. But then now we're doing a lot of pet sitting, as you can hear the dog. Sorry about that. She's sleeping now.
I love dogs. No way.
But, you know, so we've had a little bit of normalcy, and we're still away from people in a way, and still balancing all of that in being safe. And but there's a freedom of being on the road and driving. And do you feel that now after the 2 years of COVID and now driving across the country and seeing nature, and do you feel that kind of freedom feeling?
I do. The freedom of being able to move, the freedom to see the planet. The planet's still there, you know. In fact, everything is still there. It's like it's telling us, oh, where have you been? I haven't seen you for 2 years. Good to see you again, you know. But things have changed. They are there. People have changed a little bit. People need to be reconforted. I feel that. But I think it's fantastic that people come out. They brave the odds. Some people, they come to my show. This is the first time they come out in 2 years. Some promoters use my concert to reopen their season in 2 years. I think this tour is challenging in that respect, because there could be more people, but if this tour had to be done, you know, it's like, okay, when I start touring again, so 2 years is enough for me. So I'm on the road, and I know that some people are not coming because of whatever reasons, and which are totally personal. I mean, I don't have to discuss that. But I'm enjoying whatever the context. I'm absolutely enjoying myself. I'm enjoying meeting people again, talking to people, and the fact to be alone in my van for a lot of miles makes me even more available when I meet people.
So I see that balance. And then when you go to France, so you come back here, you drive all over, perform all over, and then you go back to France, and then you come back again. And you go, you do some performances in Europe too, right? And then aren't you doing a camp? I remember you doing a camp all the time.
Yeah. I'm going to do some concerts as soon as I come home. I'm going to play in Paris. I'm going to play in the center west of France. I'm going to address my residential guitar seminar at my house in August. And people are coming out again. People are signing for this again. You know, I don't know if it will be packed, but there will be enough people to make it worthwhile and to create a good ambience. And then I would fly to Seattle and resume my tour, and all the way to the East Coast, playing about 45 or 50 shows again. You know, so.
Wow.
I feel so fortunate. I feel spoiled in a way. You know, this is an amazing life. I mean, come on. This,
And you get to have different food everywhere you go.
You know, someone asked me the other day, Pierre, did you ever work? So I said, excuse me, what do you mean by this? Do you mean, did I had a job, something like working in order to make money for a living, stuff like that? Said, yeah, you know, this kind of work that you don't necessarily like, but you have to do. I said, yes, I did 2 weeks in my life. I'm 64, and 2 weeks in my life, I worked. That's all. All the rest of the time, I enjoyed myself.
Exactly.
So, it doesn't mean it's easy, but I mean that I have done what I was on earth to do, you know, and I keep doing that until my last minute of life.
I love it. It's a give and take.
You know, there's a give and take when you follow your own path and you're doing what you wanted to do, what you still want to do, then you don't work. It's always hard because a lot of things happen, but it still doesn't, you don't get bored and you don't get that I give up kind of, I'm done feeling, or, you know, to me, going to work at a job that you don't like day in and day out sounds really horrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to extinguish something in you in order to stand this. And this is a very sad thing about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But those people who do this, they also need artists like myself and others to also give them comfort and light and light and give them strength and stamina so that they can also endure what they do. So
exactly.
We really are all together in this, you know, and I feel extremely grateful for the life I've had. It has not been easy, but when it was not easy, I try to embrace the thing so that I can at least go with the flow and try to not be, too much destabilized or hurt by whatever situations, you know.
It's that's the way life is. If you embrace it instead of fear, then you can move forward. It's better to walk through it, man. You can't hide from things being difficult. It just doesn't work. But, you know, before you go, I did want to touch on the cathedral in Notre Dame. I remember, you know, the fire that happened was devastating. How is that situation in France? Is there a restoration? I know with COVID it's probably harder, but do you see any positive coming from that? I mean, it cannot be positive to have that burn, but you know what I mean? There's always a silver lining somewhere of people maybe coming together to restore. Is there anything positive we can look at for that?
A lot of people have been affected by Notre Dame burning, and a lot of people, or those people, were not Christians. It had nothing to do, in fact, with the religion factor, but just the fact that it was something that we grew up with, which is part of our history, and to see burn was devastating for everyone. But we are rebuilding, you know, we are rebuilding, and it has implied hundreds of different crafts that people have that are existing, craft heritage from the medieval times. And so we have this technology, we have those knowledge, we have those craft, we have those expertise, and people are there and working towards rebuilding the cathedral exactly the way it was. So
wow.
That's fascinating. I think in a couple of years it should be finished.
Wow, oh that's gosh. Great.
I knew there would have to be something positive. There's always something positive that can come through things, no matter how difficult they are, you know. But that's, you know, to think about all the craftspeople doing it because, I mean, that's so ancient. And I think it also made us look at the beauty of how things were built in the past. I mean, it goes back to art, you know.
Yeah,
it is art.
Absolutely. Was built over several generations, you know, the same families. You know, children, fathers, grandfathers, little grandchildren, they have been used, I mean, to build this cathedral, and this was the way it was done in the past, you know. Things were not made over 5 or 10 years, they were made over several generations. And so now we are able to build something like this in a few years.
That's amazing.
Which is fascinating, and, you know, and to go to the top of the cathedral to examine all the damages, you know, they didn't use an helicopter or planes, they used drones, you know, and so they could see exactly what was affected and how they could work, you know, drones, you know, it's amazing, you know, so this is the technology we have. So we put this technology at the service of rebuilding something with ancient techniques of wisdom, you know, and stuff like that. So this is a big lesson that, in fact, our ancestors knew a lot of things and they had much more wisdom than we do sometimes.
This is fascinating. And Pierre, before you go, which we don't want to ever say goodbye to you, we're just so glad you're back in the country and you know, back here and touring and bringing more joy. But I do want to know, when you come to the States, is there anything you want to eat that you in particular miss? And if, I mean, you're from France, so maybe not, because you're France is like the foodie capital of the world. So, but I mean, when you come over here, is there anything that you go, ooh, I got to eat this while I'm there?
I like the fusion cooking here, the way different cookings are being fused together and offered a lot of freedom and a lot of good taste. I like that, you know, the meeting between the West and the Orient and Eastern cultures. I like that. I see a lot of typical cooking coming from different countries here, like Mexican. I love mm-hmm. Mexican food, Thai, Chinese, Japanese. I like that very much. And also simple, Denny's once in a while, a good Denny's in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. You know, I'm not going to complain. I am extremely grateful as a musician to that chain of restaurants all over the country, because you have consistency. Not bad at all. You know, it's tasty, it's good, and it serves a purpose. So I like that. I try to stay away from junk food. That's absolutely, yeah. I mean, I try to stay away from all that kind of the thing. But no, I have no problem eating here. I find a lot of good quality, you know, so it's okay, you know.
Well, we've grown up a lot in going more in farm to table and fresher food. I think our country is trying to be more like France and trying to have better soil, better farms, and, you know, do better practices.
Yeah.
So we're going through some growth and learning, which is exciting, because we really have to. It's an important thing for not just our country, but for the world. Like you say, we're all in this as one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's this
one,
is for our
yeah.
planet and how we do things. So we're just really mm-hmm. glad you're back, and we wish you safe travels, and hopefully we'll see
Thank
you on the
you.
Road. It depends on dogs. We'll see what happens. But, you know, we're really, everyone, if you go to pierrebensusan.com, you can see the tour dates, and go, if anything, get the album as one. Just such a, all your albums are beautiful, you know, so it's just wonderful to play your music again and have you back on the show. And especially for our anniversary year, we like to have our old friends back on, and it's like old times, you know, kind of feels good to do things like that. So
thank you to both for having me again. It's a pleasure to speak with you and also to follow you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
We're running across the country.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you. We'll see you behind the trucks, Pierre, on the road.
Okay. Ready for that? Pleasure.
I'd rather see you at a concert, honestly. Everyone,
we probably passed each other on the road and didn't even know.
Maybe the way we're all driving across everywhere, but it's exciting. Everyone, again, we're going to play the title track from the album As One, and here it is. Thank you so much, Pierre, and safe travels and happy music playing.
Thank you so much to both of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.